Is it true that when you were a child, you moved 18 times before you
got
out of high
school?
Something
like that, yeah.
Was your father a restless man who was on the move, or did you just like to leave home a lot?
No, my father was by nature very restless, and I think it's passed on to all his children.
He once said that the Midwest is America. Los Angeles and New York are something else entirely.
Yeah, I still believe that. I mean, I think the Midwest is America. You know, it's kind of the silent America. I mean, Los Angeles is... I've grown over the years to really love Los Angeles in a odd way, because it's one of those, it's like something left over from another time. It's like some mecca, you know, where you, and you can still see it on the streets. You can see it in these people's faces and their eyes and the, you know, their whole sense of being, that they've been attracted here by their dreams, you know. And I like any place like that, you know, where people come because of dreams. And New York, of course, is just New York. I mean, it's like a nation unto itself.
Because you moved so much as a child, did you spend a lot of time fantasizing? Did you invent friends who would be your constant companions because you kept leaving friends behind whenever you moved?
There was something, you know, I always found myself wanting something that I didn't have, or dreaming about something that was outside my reach at that time in my life. A lot of it dictated by old Hollywood movies or great, you know, gothic romantic novels.
But generations of Americans grew up patterning their lives and their behavior after the people they saw on the screen. Can you imagine little girls growing up wanting to be like Jessica Lange in her movies?
Well, that's hard for me to imagine, you know, because, I mean, I know as a child there were certain characters that just absolutely, cinematic characters or fiction characters, that really had a tremendous impact on me. But to see myself in that situation is very hard for me to imagine.
I mean, you don't think there's a lot of 8-year-olds wanting to grow up and be Francis? Well, I can hardly wait to grow up and lose
or
my
Jewel
farm.
Or Jewel Ivy?
Yeah, lose my farm, boy, that's what I want.
Or die in a plane crash.
That's right. I mean, I want to be just like Jessica. Is an ape going to catch me? I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to lose my farm and die in a plane crash. What a great image you have presented to American youth.
Well, now that when you look at the roles like that, it's kind of has a certain kind of trend to them.
Or else your best girlfriend's going to turn out to be a fella.
That's right. That's right. There's that one, too.
When you got the Academy Award nominations for Tootsie and Francis, both in the same year, and that was a glorious year for you because they're two very good pictures, and Meryl Streep was also making movies, and you're about the same age, do you ever feel, consciously or not, a sense of competition with Meryl Streep?
I don't know. I try and avoid any kind of competitiveness, you know, because what it does is it, like, somehow defeats everybody's work in a certain way. And it's, I think it's a real tragedy that actors have to be in competition. I mean, we're not, this isn't Santa Anita. It's not a horse race, you know. It's not the fastest one to the pole is going to win. It shouldn't be a question of popularity. I really resent that. I mean, I really think, I mean, ultimately, you know, if you were recognized for your work on whatever level, you know, it should just be a personal reward. But to be kind of thrown into this arena of, you know, of competing, I try and avoid it, you know.
So what are you going to do next, Jessica? Well, first you're going to have your child. You're not going to have any movies for a year, right?
Well, I'm certainly not going to do anything for a while. Now, there's talk of and this is a project that's been around for a while, doing a film version of Beth Henley's play, Crimes of the Heart.
One of my very favorite plays. I love that play.
Yeah. And they've asked if Diane Keaton and me and Sissy Spacek.
Oh, man.
Would play the three sisters, which I would love to do.
That
I would just love to do.
That's the
first
best
of all,
news.
Because I haven't done that much work with other actresses, you know, except for, well, like Kim Stanley or Anne Wedgworth or whatever. But this would be like three women as the central parts. And I think it would be great to play. I mean, it's one relationship I know about as sisters. I do know that.
Jessica, it's been wonderful being with you. Thank you very much for being with us here on Today.